Welcome to the Biz for Good show with your hosts, Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. The Biz for Good podcast is a fun and adventurous series that dives into the world of business, nonprofit, and startups, making a difference in the world for good. Get ready for another episode. Hey, cue that sick intro.
For good.
Welcome to the Biz for Good show. We have a milestone today. This is episode 10. We're in the two-digit numbers now. Can you believe that, Ryan?
10.
10. 10. And we have, of course, an
amazing guest.
An amazing guest today, Stacy Johansson. Stacy Johansson, the shirt lady.
Stacy the shirt lady.
Oh, wait.
Yep. I need a shirt.
Everybody needs a shirt. Stacy's got them, just so you know. Welcome, Stacy. Welcome
Thank
to
you.
The show.
Thank you.
Just relax, calm down. You're fun. We're gonna have fun today, guys, because Stacy's a really fun person. We've been talking with her for a while. Oh, you know what? And I always forget. That will help.
Shut off the reminders.
Yeah. Shut off all the blings and blongs that are going on. We do this raw, so there's no editing for the podcast, right? As obviously everybody knows, because we have people knock on the door.
Well, good.
So if you mess up, it's for eternity. So,
okay. Yeah. All right. I'm not afraid.
No pressure. Yeah, Stacy can take on anything. She's been doing entrepreneurship for 17 years
now.
Same business for 17 years. That's the key, because I've done lots of business. I've never had one for 17 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I was 25 years old, so I haven't had a paycheck from anybody but myself since I was 25.
Wow, that is awesome, people. That's what kind of folks we have on the show.
That's how we roll.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Stacy, we're gonna jump right into asking you some questions.
Okay.
So a lot of questions we ask are kind of the same ones because we want to get insight from everybody of what they're doing and how they're doing things. So. You've had your business for 17 years.
Yeah.
How did you get this thing started?
Everybody asks that. Why the shirts? Why t-shirts? You know, and it's am I passionate about t-shirts? Not really. So the story is that I was pregnant with my first, and I did not want to put her in daycare. And I was 25 years old, and I just said, I will figure out something, whether it's selling makeup, whether it's selling Tupperware, I don't care. And my background is actually like in art. When I was in college, I did interior design and art, graphic arts, those kinds of things.
Cool.
Yeah, I love art. Art's my passion. But anyways, my husband and I, we were talking about what we could do. And we had friends that said, hey, you know, we should do a screen print company. You know, I made a ton of money bootlegging concert shirts, and, you know, it's so easy to do. So we looked into that. We bought
That's the start of that, entrepreneur.
That was the idea.
You should do this. It'll be so easy. You'll make tons of money.
Tons of money. No work.
No work. That's the one I love. Yeah. Oh, you work for yourself. Oh, that's awesome. You can do whatever you want. You don't have any bosses. No, I have like 20 bosses.
Yeah.
And my clients are my bosses.
And I'm my worst boss. But so anyways, we just decided we bought a press out of the paper. It was homemade. It was welded. Our bathroom was our dark room. We had light flashlights. I mean, none of us really knew what we were doing. And we went to a few trade shows and we said, well, let's try this. And so it ended up that I was somehow the salesperson. And my ex-husband would print at night, but he had a full-time job. And so I'd go out and just call anybody I can. So my goal was to do 100 phone calls a day. And I made 100 phone calls a day. I would call anybody that left a curbing specialist or if I was behind a car that was a landscape company, I was calling them. So I was dead set on not putting my daughter in daycare. That was my why. Everybody's like has a reason. That was your why. It wasn't about money or being on my own. It was honestly the fear of not being able to raise my kids.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
And so I did that for about 18 months, and it was taken off. And we were having to find other companies to help us print because we had so many jobs. And so we lived in Southern California at the time, and my ex-husband said, you know, this could really take off. So we sold our house in Southern California, and we moved up here to Sandy. So my daughter was 18 months old. I had no network, no connections. I had no, I didn't go to high school here. I didn't go to, I wasn't in any neighborhood, wards, churches, groups, any affiliation. And so that was a really learning curve for me to really put myself out of my box and how am I going to make this happen? So we just went knocking doors. Yeah, I got involved with chambers at first. And
did some networking.
Did some networking, opened the phone book, and called. And I kept with my...
Oh, so this entrepreneur thing takes work.
Oh,
is that what you're telling me?
A lot. A lot of work. So I would go into businesses with my daughter in a stroller and my backpack, you know, full of catalogs and samples and whatnot. And I'd go in there and they were like, I don't know what you're selling, but we're buying from you because, you know, you're doing
it. You have a baby strapped on your back.
Yeah, there's no way. They're like, there's no way my wife would ever do anything like this. And so it was really interesting to kind of learn the Utah culture, but also to grow a business as a female entrepreneur. So we just went full speed ahead and just kept networking. We started hiring employees. We had our first building before we even had a house. We were living in my mom's basement and then we were building.
I love
and,
it.
Yeah, and so we just started, we went to all the banks and they all told us no. So anytime we got a credit card that said you're pre-approved, we were buying Eats, we were buying shirts, we maxed out whatever we could. And so that was kind of the story how it evolved. So we had employees. The first employee, they came in. We had a card table. And we said, what do you need? We went to Costco and bought a computer. And, you know, yeah, just learn, you know, really learned it on our own. You know, the school of hard knocks with what works, what doesn't. The nice thing, though, is T-shirts is a fun sale. And I am very much a people person, and I enjoy going in and helping companies grow to what they need to be with promotions and helping them invent certain promotional products. Like I have a factory in China that will make me whatever I can dream of. So I've done that with other companies where I've manufactured things that are nobody else has, one of a kind. And so it's fun.
Customer service focused.
Very much. What they
is that
need.
Important, you think, doing what
Very.
The customer wants?
You know, it is. Your customers, between your customers and your employees, they're about equal on who's most important. You know, so
that is so awesome that you would say employees, because most people don't realize if you don't have happy employees, you're going to have a hard time getting happy customers.
Right.
It's such an easy thing to understand,
right.
Yet it's amazing how many companies don't get and don't treat their employees with some sort of respect.
Or appreciation.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's kind of my story. And so branded myself as Stacy the Shirt Lady, went on radio shows, got involved with networking groups, you know, really just been the face of the business and the mouth of the business, and I've met so many incredible people. Our clients just range from small landscape companies to corporate giants like Roland, Domino's Pizza, Frito-Lay. I mean, it's been really neat. In 2013, I was the Utah State Foreman Chair for WeBank, which is Women Business Enterprise.
Awesome.
So I helped other women business owners get established here in the state and help them get their certification so they could go in and do minority businesses with other corporations, people that have set aside money for businesses to do that.
You know, that leads us into the whole premise of our show, Biz for Good. It's the Biz for Good show.
Right.
So,
I like it.
We just know you're an amazing person. We've met with you and we talked with you about business things and ideas like that. And what does doing good in business mean to Stacy? What does that mean?
Well, I think as entrepreneurs, we're a different breed. And
absolutely.
We are absolutely a different breed. And we have a lot of responsibility for our world and our community. And I feel like really the heartbeat of America is entrepreneurs. And we are the blood of what's going to happen. And so if we want change or we want anything to be right, it really sits on our shoulders. And so what our outlook is and what we do within our own business, but also too within our communities, and how we use what it is we do, you know, whether you're just a sandwich shop or whether you're an insurance broker, whatever it is, you know, that's your tool and how you can make good in someone's life or a company's life is very important. So doing good means using the resources you have to make an impact.
Do you have some examples of how you make that impact?
Well, yeah, I do. It's been really fun for, like I said, the nice thing about my industry, which I do screen print, embroidery, and promotional products, so anything you put a logo on. But the interesting thing about my business is I get to meet so many different people from so many different walks and so many different industries. Some of the things that have been really fun for me to do in the past is get involved with Autism Speaks, the Walk for Autism, you know. So we've done it where we've headed up and made it really simple, made websites for families to log in and design their shirts, and the and they could all have their shirts together and easy for ordering because grandma might be in California, and you know how to put that together because they're not graphic artists, but yet they have a cause. And so it's been really rewarding for me to do things like that, as well as get involved with different organizations or even families. I'll get emails or messages from people that will, you know, tell me the story where, you know, their family is just in an upheaval because, you know, their child was just diagnosed with cancer, or you know, there's a lot of things that
see a lot of that.
There are, and
I mean, everybody wants to share it.
It's not only remembering,
run
but
for this or
there's a lot of fundraising and charity events, and you know,
I bet those are some of the funnest ones to.
They are. They're really neat because it's fun to watch the family put together like what it means. How are they going to put what they want on the back, you know, and how is that going to help the child that's suffering see the support, you know? So that's a great thing, you know, and I love to help families out with that, you know, as far as sponsoring it ourselves, because I have the resources and the means to do that. So doing things like that has been something that I've done.
You do stuff for fire departments, police?
So fire departments and police, first responders. I feel like they're very they are not
underappreciated.
They are underappreciated for what they do.
Absolutely.
And
they only save people's lives. I mean,
and
put their own life in danger.
Exactly. And you know, I've gotten really close with different departments over the years, and my husband is a firefighter as well. And so it's been really, really interesting, you know, to watch from what they need. You know, they honestly put their all into it. I mean, they're not home on Christmases. They're not home on Valentine's. And, you know, they're, in my opinion, their cost that, or what they're getting paid is not meeting the cost that they're doing. And
because they have a calling.
And they don't do it for the money.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these people are very smart and very brave, and but they're doing it because they are good, and so I look at that as a way for me to help them with their uniforms or with their you know, we make fun shirts, and they'll do different events and things like that I'll get involved with them, and I help them, you know, very low overhead for me to do that. So I do that. I offer all firefighters, cops, and military, you know, God bless the military.
Yeah,
love them.
Yeah.
So thank you for doing all you do. But I offer them 10% off, you know, all orders, you know, no matter what it would be. If it's a firefighter family, I feel like that's at least something that I can do to show my appreciation for all that they do to serve us and our community.
Absolutely.
So those are the things. The other thing that I believe in doing good is, you know, being that I've been in business this long, it's important to help others succeed to be in business this long.
Mentorship.
Mentorship. You know, I am in no way a great mentor at this point, but I'm a lot further along, and I've had a lot more bumps than those that are, you know, 22, 23, 24, you know, just trying to start.
They can learn a few things.
Yeah, well, anything I can do to help and connect people to the right people, you know, that was something that was really hard for me when I got here to Utah. I didn't know anybody, and I needed to needed to meet people, and really business is all about, you know, who you know and how, you know, friendships and relationships. That's what business comes down to. So if I can help accelerate a relationship with somebody, I'm all about that, you know. And so helping new entrepreneurs women-owned businesses are really kind of a sweet spot for me, you know, because as women, we're put through a lot with what our expectations are in the home and what our expectations are in public and in business, and it's really, Utah is a very different culture, which growing up in Southern California, I was 25 when I moved here, so I've seen both sides of it. So it is, I do have a really soft spot for women that are courageous and want to do this, and anything I can do to help them or help them, even if it's, you know, you can do it, you know, don't give up, you can do it, and help them make the connections and help them with any, you know, bit of advice or things that I've learned over the years, any connections that I have that I can help somebody with, that's, you know, I look for that. I do a lot of networking, and part of it is because I enjoy it. I enjoy getting to meet people and figuring out, you know, ultimately at the end of the day, what makes you happy. It's how you serve people, and it's how you feel inside in your heart, because you can have as much money as you want and it doesn't bring you the happiness as it does when you see a difference in a child. Yeah, when you see a difference in a child's life, because the whole family came out to wear these shirts to just support that small thing, you know, that's really what it's about, is how we are all connected and how we can all help each other. So it's been an interesting journey for me, you know, to learn a lot about myself and about what I can do and what, you know, what other people will do, you know, and it's very touching to learn what, you know, some people that don't have anything, those are the ones that always give. So
wow. Yeah, so true. I like, I think of a word, impact. I think as you go throughout your entrepreneur life, you just have this desire to leave an impact on the next generation and
help.
I don't know, it's just something, it just does.
You know, I think about that. That thought crosses my mind quite a bit. Like, what does it really matter? You know, 100 years from now, what am I doing today that's really going to matter? You know, it's like I think about, like, I'll hear stories, I've never even met this, like History Channel things. This person did this and this and this. I don't know what they did or what they, you know, so I think about, like, are my problems really that big? You know, you know, in 100, yeah. Like, it's not, you know, and it's just, we're all going to die, you know, someday, so it's just
Joan of Arc,
what you're going to do.
Burnt at the stake at 19 years old and was in battle at 16.
Yeah.
This was a lady.
Right.
Joan of Arc. I mean, man, yeah, we got problems.
Yeah. I mean, we're all going to die somehow, so that stressing it out is not going to get you anywhere, really.
Yeah.
It just happens, so.
Awesome.
Yeah, so, yeah.
All right, so this one's kind of near to me. I actually worked in your industry as a graphic designer, so I know a little bit about what you do. But the question here we have for you is, branding is definitely important. So how do you connect with branding?
So that's an interesting question, because I have seen over the years where branding has really helped businesses grow and succeed. I've seen, and everybody has a budget, and that's
hard.
Where
it's hurt?
No. You know what?
Branding,
yes,
as far as when they brand it wrong.
When they do it wrong, yeah. Or they have tacky slogans or offensive slogans. You know, they try to be funny doesn't come off as funny sometimes.
I've seen some of those shirts.
Branding like that. The other interesting thing is as an entrepreneur, branding yourself versus branding your business. So are you one and the same, or is it different? You know, is it,
you are your brand.
You are
like
the
it
brand.
Not,
yeah,
you like
represent. You represent when you're out. And so are you that person that reflects what your business stands for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in all your acts, the way that you treat people, even the way you treat solicitors, that's something that I always think. You know, when those poor solicitors call, I do the same thing, you know, and I'm not, you know, I mean, yeah, they're a little annoying, but you don't need to be rude, you know, so what is your overall branding for yourself? And, you know, there's ways to brand yourself with promotional products, with apparel, with, you know, internet, logos, how important it is, you know, right now we're working on branding every single aspect of our business from our parking lot all the way in. So branding the boxes that you get your shirts in, you know, we're talking about how we want to do that. We're even talking about putting like a scented smell inside of our boxes, so the shirts smell good when they come out.
Oh,
you know, there's
awesome.
Things that you should do. You know, every little detail matters in branding.
It's
so
customer experience,
emotional and also, you know, sight, but also, you know, all the senses. And so how you can touch on those, you know, it's people, like, again, people do business with people they know and trust.
Yeah, how did you become Stacy the shirt lady?
So Stacy the shirt lady.
So that's your brand.
That is my brand. Yeah, I'm known as Stacy the shirt lady.
Yep.
So what happened was about 10 years ago, I have a friend that has done a lot of branding for himself and his business, and we were having lunch together, and I said, you know, I'm going to start doing these radio commercials, and nobody in my industry is doing commercials. I want to become a household name. You know, you are, so how can I do that? And he's like, you need to have a name, like, you know, something catchy. And I'm like, what? You know, and he's like, how about, and this is the time when my kids were little still, they were preschool, you know, and he's like, how about Stacy's a shirt mama? And I'm like, shirt mama? That doesn't sound right. Like, I don't know, not mama. And he's like, how about Stacy the shirt lady? And I'm like, perfect. And then he's like, you could be crazy if you want on your commercials, or you could be like, he's like, you got to decide that. And that was really an interesting thing because I've never thought about that before. So I was trying to think about, like, who do I want to be like? And, you know, I came up with all these different personas, celebrities, cartoon characters, you know, all those kinds of things. How does that want to be? So, you know, I ended up with Stacy the shirt lady. You know, it all kind of, the S's, they all go together, and it's just kind of, it's one of those funny things because, you know, when people would come into my business or I'd go out and see people, they'd get calls in the middle of our meetings and they'd be like, hang on, I'm with the shirt lady right now. Hang on, let me finish up. I'm at the shirt lady's place right now. Like, if they forget, you know, my company, Advanced Apparel, and they'd be like, oh, it's just the shirt lady, you know? So, and that's worked. And so, you know, I actually bought the webpage. I have Stacy the shirt lady and it redirects to Advanced Apparel. I've had people tell me, like, I just remember Stacy the shirt lady.
Absolutely.
And I Googled you, and
that's how a brand should work. We teach at the entrepreneur groups all the time, and they don't understand if you have something that connects you with them more than just the stuff you do.
Right.
I mean, you could be in any group, and we could go, oh yeah, the shirt lady. I mean, that's so connected with you.
Yeah.
That
it's a shirt
you
lady.
Can be found.
Yeah.
You can always be
Stacy
found.
The shirt lady.
People really, that's such an important piece that so many forget about for their branding.
Yeah.
It was so simple.
It's a shirt lady. So
you can't get better.
No. Yeah. In fact, I have my license plate. It says SHRTLDY. And people think it's short lady if they don't see it. And then when we get out the car, they're like, you're not short. I'm like, no, I'm short. So I went as far as that.
I love it. So speaking on branding, what makes Stacy the shirt lady different than all the other companies out there that move products, logos, stuff, all that? What makes you?
There's a lot of businesses that have come and gone over the years. You know that. In my 17 years of me competing with them, and you know, I'm constantly thinking and writing and talking about how can I make my company better. You know, I look at every opportunity, every business transaction I have as a learning experience. How did this work? You know, if it's a complaint or there's a problem, that's one of my biggest learning tools. It hurts, it sucks, but you're still like, you know what? I'm going to really learn from this instead of take it as, you know, I need to shut my doors.
Oh, that's so many entrepreneurs' downfall is they have such an ego that they won't listen.
Uh-huh.
I mean, sometimes that's good to not listen because they say you're a failure, but
right.
A lot of times I've seen a lot of people that were entrepreneurs, but they wouldn't take some really important advice.
Yeah. So probably some of the things that set me apart is, number one, I totally believe in a can-do attitude. You know, it's commit first and figure it out. You know, that's like kind of my thing. Can you do this? Can we have it by Friday? Sure, I'll figure it out. You know, I've got all the, and that brings me to my second part that sets me apart is I do all my printing in-house. I've made that commitment and that big jump to buy the building, to buy the equipment, to buy all that stuff, hire employees.
A lot of those companies off-site that stuff.
But yeah, a lot of them just work out of their basement and will make a nickel a piece, and they don't pay, you know, half the taxes that I do. They don't have any employees. Mm-hmm. They don't have any of the insurance and all that stuff, that, you know, equipment, all that stuff that costs a ton of money to stay in business. But it so helps our community because, you know, we're absolutely paying for everything. You know, that's just, again, it comes back to the lifeblood of America is entrepreneurs. So the fact that I have my own equipment and my own graphic artist in-house, I have all of my staff, you know, everybody's in-house. I hire people that have been in the industry for at least 5 to 10 years. My equipment that I do buy is state-of-the-art, so we can do things that most people can't. We can do, like, the soft prints that you'll see in the stores. We can do, like, glitter, foil. We can do glow-in-the-dark. We can do three-dimensional print. We can do rhinestones. Just whatever it's going to be to fit your brand and your company, that's what we can do. So I bought the equipment to make that work.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Gonna get her done.
That's right. Just a can-do attitude. That's just kind of been my thing.
I love it.
Commit first and figure it out.
Stacy, lady can do it.
Yep. So,
awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, if anybody's listening, wants a way to get a hold of me, my phone number is 866-5-T-SHIRT. It's 866-5-T-SHIRT.
Do you have any social
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, all of that stuff. So LinkedIn, Facebook. Twitter, Instagram. I'm constantly doing Instagram stuff.
So if you get us all that
stuff,
we'll put that on the
great
podcast site too, so people can click on it. So,
yeah, yeah.
Website is
advancedapparel.com.
Or StacyTheShirtLady.com.
Yeah, that will bring
we
you to it.
We found that
too.
Out secret.
Yeah. It's just an underlink, you know. So I appreciate you guys having me on today, you know, and talk about these things.
Oh, this is great. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
If you're in business, you know, promotional prints, huge on getting your brand out there. So mm-hmm. We appreciate Stacy being with us.
And we have vetted Stacy. She's an amazing lady. Absolutely somebody that you should check out for all the Biz for Good show t-shirts and mugs that are coming along the way. Stacy's going to help us take care of that, right?
Yeah.
We've got a friend.
Yeah, you got a friend. You know someone.
Awesome. Yeah. So do we want to do segments with Stacy? What do you think?
She braved
she
it up.
She said she's up for it?
I'm not scared.
Change.
Well, yeah. Have you heard any of our segments?
Yeah, we should start the improv again.
I did look you guys up before I committed.
Oh, good. Did you listen to any of them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Then she knows what she's in for. All right. Wasn't too bad.
It doesn't scare me.
Yeah, your favorite episode.
What did we say on... No, just kidding.
We'll quiz you.
Okay, what's our first segment?
Tip of the day or inspirational message.
Tip of the day, and we have a good one. Would you like to introduce the tip of the day since you're the one that made it up?
Sure. I think the tip of the day should be never give up.
Never give up.
Never.
That is such a good tip. I mean, if you I love reading autobiographies, biographies mm-hmm. of all of the greats, all of the people that have just made these powerful, amazing changes in the world, did just that.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They never gave up. They failed. They failed. Walt Disney is a great example. I mean, so many of the Disney original animation movies failed. Didn't make money.
Yeah.
And he kept going. He kept going.
Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart.
Yeah, there's so many people.
So many powerful people that have failed and failed and
fired. Told they could never do it.
Stuff stole from them and they kept going.
Kept going.
Kept going.
Yep.
Do not give up. And in entrepreneurship, you have to have that dogged determination to make your baby be a creation. Even if everybody tells you it's wrong and it's not right, sometimes you need to pay attention to that. But sometimes... you know what the vision is, and you have it, and that's the people that really make the changes.
Well, the other thing, too, is, you know, everybody's going to feel at some point they need to give up, and they're just winds out of sail, and everything that could happen, they've been knocked down, and I've been through that, you know. I've been through several things like that, divorce, people quitting, you know, you name it, banks saying no, the IRS coming down, you know, I mean, you name it, it happens, and... Mm-hmm. You know, just when you're ready to give up is when something really great
is
going to come around.
Yes, it's so
yeah.
I always think about that when I'm there.
It's like,
when
bring
I'm
it.
That,
me
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm like,
me too.
Okay, it's
I'm
going to
have
happen.
A heart attack or I'm going to be, this that I've been working on forever is going to come through.
Yep, awesome.
Yeah, so
I
never give up, you guys.
Never give up. up.
No.
Ryan, never give up. We will never give up. Oh, I love it. Awesome. Thanks for that tip of the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. What's our next segment?
Google Challenge.
Google Challenge.
Oh, it's a big long thing, isn't it?
Google.
What's the statement we're looking up? So we're going along with
number one promotional product.
Number one promotion. What do you think it is?
You know what? I'm gonna go with.
You know, we go page three. So
I know this is like spin the bottle on Google, but I'm going to go with. I want to say either water bottles or flash drives.
Right.
You like how I did that 50-50 in one shot, one question is a 50-50?
Well, you're just covering yourself.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to do sometimes.
Let's see what it says. It's thinking.
Oh, I do have to spell things right, though.
Did you mean?
Good thing Google can spell it for you, too. That's good. Okay. Is that the right statement? Number one promotional product. Okay, page three. Drum roll, please. Where is it?
Drum roll.
Really interesting.
Ooh, top 10 promotional product categories, realm promotions.
Yeah, we'll quit that.
Should we?
Let's see.
Should we look at the number one? Since it's got top 10.
It's got
top 10. It says a bunch of crap here.
Oh, is it on the left in that blue thing?
That's
top 10 blog. Promotional
oh,
categories.
Oh, geez. Can anybody read that?
I can.
You can?
Uh-huh.
It looks like, guess what's number one?
Shirts.
Oh, the shirt lady wins again.
I don't even see water bottles, but yeah. So shirts, that's the number one thing I do, so that should have been it.
Bags,
headwear, which would be hats.
Hats, desk, office, access.
That does, ace? Accessories.
Short for accessories.
Yeah, we're looking at
writing instruments. Pens is a big
mm-hmm.
one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Other wearables.
Jackets, hoodies.
Shorts. Glassware.
Yeah. Water bottles, I think. But ceramics, which would be mugs.
Oh, is that what that means?
Yeah.
Computer related.
Which would be flash drives.
Oh, yeah.
They covered all the
health
places.
And safety. Like an Apple? Can you put a logo on an Apple?
Yeah. Well, health we do.
Logo on an Apple.
You know what those...
Here, you better eat this quick because it's going to get rotten.
Apple. No, like pedometers or yoga mats.
Oh, or a stethoscope.
The
put your logo on a stethoscope.
That happens.
Yeah.
We even do these really cool pins that look like shots, you know, like blood drawn.
I've seen
yeah,
those
like a
syringes.
Doctor's office. Yes, syringes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
so,
electronics.
Yeah.
No
little
surprises
MP3s.
There for you?
Nope. None at
awesome.
All.
Cool. Hey, we should put that picture on the Facebook page.
They can try to bleed their eyes.
Awesome. Right. Hey, that was a good segment.
Yeah.
That's cool. That it went
stuff.
Right along with you think they were pretty close.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Now
what's
to
our
get
next
a
segment?
Little serious, but not too bad.
Oh. Why do you have to be the downer?
It's going to turn out good, people, I promise. No, I'm just kidding. Movers and Shakers, I found O-Town Kitchen. It's spelled O and then Town Kitchen.
Like a O.
Yeah.
Like a big O-Town
and not
Kitchen.
Not the band, I guess. O-Town Band. But
that's Motown.
Well, O-Town, that's Ogden.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
O-Town. Okay.
O-Town.
So it's referencing
Ogden,
Utah.
O-Town means Ogden.
So what they do is they create tasty jams and jellies. And they are committed to impacting the community and supporting families. Our jams taste like they were made by mom because we give jobs to single mothers who are having trouble finding work. Some of the employees used to be homeless and are getting back on their feet. Others are disabled, but all of them are loving moms with a passion for cooking. We teach the time-honored process and handcrafted values of our company to every employee.
Wow, that's awesome. What's the website? Is there a website for that?
OTownKitchen.com.
OTownKitchen.com.
And we'll put that on our...
Yeah, we'll put that on our...
Yada.
Ryan, because he's good at actually doing things like that.
Making it happen.
Yeah, making it happen. Yes. Okay, what's our... Do we have a last segment?
Well, we won't be doing improv, Daly.
Have we offended many people with the improv?
I don't know. We're not getting any reviews.
I liked everything except the improv was a little not politically correct, but
we'll bring it back. I'm pretty sure. The next segment we're gonna try is discussion.
Oh, that's right, discussion.
Discussion.
So this could go however you want it.
Okay, we're going to take 5 minutes to just discuss, and what's the question? What are we discussing?
The topic is networking.
Ooh. Networking.
Do's and don'ts.
And we have the perfect guest, because I have a feeling Stacy, the shirt lady, knows just a hair bit about networking.
I have networked. That's how I've built my business, is network. And anybody that is getting into business, that should be on your top five things of how and you're going to network, but... One of the most important things, and I've got a few opinions about networking. Number one, you don't ram your business card down somebody's throat.
No.
It sounds like you've had some experience.
Yes.
Here's my business card.
Take this.
Right.
Contact me.
Yeah. So I think so many people go into networking events and figure, who is here for me? And there's a lot of arrogance to, you don't have anybody or you're not the type of person that can do business with me. But some of the best business transactions that have ever happened have been because I've met somebody through somebody else. Yeah. Somebody got to know me as who I am and what my needs are. So I think that's very important.
Goes along with just being real.
Yeah, be real.
Be you.
Be real. Be authentic. You know, open yourself up.
You'll sell a lot more things and stuff when you're a real person.
When you're real.
With a real personality that they see and they feel and they can feel trust.
Right. Yeah. Because ultimately we all are human beings and we all want to be accepted and we all want to be loved and respected. And, you can sense when somebody is, not feeling like you're worth their time or somebody's nothing worse than that.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to feel that. So
in network, it's so weird when you get that in a network and you're like, oh my gosh, the energy that person's put off. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Thanks, but I'll go talk to these people.
I did a lot of one-on-ones and it was like they had 10 minutes. They had to go to the next table or something.
Like,
so they're just spewing. And then I'm like, I got 10 minutes now. And I try to, and then there's no connection.
Yeah.
You know?
No real. And that's where real business gets done, when you trust somebody.
Yeah.
When you create this trust by just getting to know them. And that's the fun part.
Truthfully, the fun part
is getting to know the people. The sales and the money, that comes when there's trust.
Right.
If you go out and folks, I'm got a network so I can build my business, so I can make revenue and money. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is the point. But the real point is to find real relationships.
I think it was Ray Kroc that said, the more I help others succeed, the more I succeed. And that's been an interesting thing for me to go into networking things is, how can I help, how can I meet or how can I help people? Because I do have so many clients. And I don't even look at it as a benefit for my client to meet the person that I just met. I'm looking for it as the new person I'm meeting to meet my client. But it works both ways. But then ultimately, it comes back for me.
As you give back. That's reciprocity, right?
Yeah.
That's how it works. You say Ray Kroc. I love him. I love what he did with McDonald's. I know one thing about him is he always accepted sales cold calls.
Yeah.
He had a gatekeeper and everything, but he said, send the cold calls to me.
Uh-huh.
He liked talking. He said, if they've got the cojones to call me, then I want to talk to them.
Yep. That's awesome. I think that's great.
Definitely a man of relationships that knew what relationships were like.
Yeah, cool. That is cool. The other thing, too, I think is important is knowing your elevator pitch. Knowing what you do,
explaining it in a way that people can get it. Somebody tells you that minute pitch, and you're like, I don't have a clue what's happening.
And I meet people.
Yeah, so your elevator pitch is huge.
So important.
But get it down to a minute, because, people really lose interest after a while.
30 seconds.
Get it a minute or less. 30 seconds is great. What you do, be very clear, very precise,
and
but
impactful.
Then listen back to other people. I go to so many different things where I can tell that this person is depending on making their house payment right now, whether or not they get a sale out of this meeting. And they are just
the
sketching.
Energy is hard.
Yeah, they're just sketching, and that's not a way to do it. You know, you don't want to hang around somebody like that.
No.
You know, and
People tell me in the entrepreneur groups, they come up to me and go, Bobby, I need to start making money. I got to find a way to start making money. And I tell them, you know what? You need to go get a job. Because if your focus is that I'm creating this business and I got to make some money right now, you're going to miss out on what you could really create.
Yeah.
You know, when you focus on giving a good product or a good service, mm-hmm. the money comes. But if that's your focus, go get a day job so you can...
You don't have it to take what it takes to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You can't go, well, 24 hours tomorrow, I got another 24 hours.
I've started businesses...
something brand new.
Well, I've started businesses that didn't make revenue for 2 years.
Yeah.
And it was a build-up.
Yeah.
You know, you had to build the creation and then...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right. Well, that wraps up our Biz for Good show.
Ooh.
That was good.
Number 10.
Thank you, Stacy, for Stacy the shirt lady. You are so awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, folks out there, we'll see you for episode 11 some other time.
That's right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Biz for Good show series with Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. We want to thank our guests and all our fans of the show. Again, you can find us online at bizforgoodshow.com and on all our social platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. Have a great day, and remember, be good, do good.